You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie. Don't look now, but the holidays are going to sneak up fast. But it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you cannot find anywhere else. The website is packed with high-quality, unique gifts that are often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds can sell out fast. For example, you know those plastic baseball helmets that you can put ice cream in? They actually make those in ceramic, so they're not just cheesy plastic throwaways. They're a more permanent bowl. Ooh, who doesn't want baseball helmet ice cream? Nom, nom, nom. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads, history buffs, diehard football fans, or mixologists, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you will not find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zabe. That's uncommongoods.com/Zabe for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Did you know that your calendar age does not always match how old your body truly is? Your biological age and the age of your cells and organs is the number one predictor of your risk for serious diseases. That's why I ordered the True Age test from True Diagnostic. With just a simple at-home finger prick, you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights. No doctor visits, no labs. Look, I'll be honest. When I learned that if your biological age is just 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk can jump 30 to 50%. I got a little bit nervous. I mean, I'm the guy who thinks ketchup counts as a vegetable. But up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. The way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress has a massive impact on how fast our bodies age. True Diagnostic gives you a personalized report with science-backed steps to actually slow down aging. I'm kind of dreading what my results might say, but I am curious. Maybe this will finally be the wake-up call that gets me and you back on track. The test is super easy. Send in your sample using the prepaid mailer, and in 2 to 3 weeks, you get your detailed report. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code ZABE to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. TrueDiagnostic.com, promo code ZABE at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
It's your job. I give you money.
You never say thank you.
That's what the money is for.
That's crazy. It would have been on a talk radio show like Sports Chat or Sportszilla and the Jabberjaw.
Okay, good. All right, there you go. You like my ESPN 980 hat?
Yeah, I got a bunch of those and a bunch of shirts and all kinds of stuff that I'm going to wear once I retire.
I was going to say, what do? I discovered as I unpacked from my move. Yeah. From the apartment in Milwaukee, I found a big box of what was probably 40 or more 97.3 The Game hats. And part of me said, well, maybe I'll mail them back to the guys that are still hanging on before they shut her down. But then I'm like, I don't want to spend any more money. I just got to give them the Goodwill. It's a defunct radio station, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right, Andy. Good to talk to you, my friend. I had the most healthy relationship with the National Football League that I have had in a long time. The healthiest Sunday, my best relationship with the league. You know what that relationship was for the first time in many a moon?
That was that you were not really connected to a game that you were going to have to talk about the next day.
Exactly. I was not bound to the league like a slave, which I have voluntarily done. I mean, I don't have to do it, but I've liked doing it over the years where you're like, 1 o'clock Sunday, get in front of the TV, bye-bye belt. I'm just going to focus on the games, check my fantasy roster, go to Red Zone, tweet about it. I played golf today, and it was glorious, warm but windy. Yeah. I'm squeezing every last good day out of the fall. The 1 o'clock games had begun. I had put my phone on the little magnetic mount on the golf cart with the Red Zone channel on my phone. So we were catching parts of what was going on in between, you know, playing golf and everything else. And then I came home and I had a lovely dinner with my mom and my mother-in-law, who's visiting from Philadelphia, because tomorrow my mom turns 86 years old. So it was a nice family, mazel indeed, with my sister and her husband and my brother and his wife. And I caught little bits and pieces of the Commanders getting destroyed by the Cowboys. I know you've got thoughts on that. And I caught bits and pieces of the Packers as they survived against Arizona, thanks to a lot of mayhem. I'm going to catch up on that later on tonight. But that was my day, Andy. I did not slave away, obsessed with the NFL for the first time in years.
Sounds like the R word. And you know what Bill Parcells says about the R word?
What does
Once
he say?
You start thinking about it.
You're already retired?
You are retired.
I'm not thinking of retirement. I'm still working right now doing this podcast. But yeah, you know, I mean, look, you never know when you've had enough. Mm-hmm. And certainly the NFL itself, it has stretched its taffy so thin that once again, the 1 o'clock games were largely dog shit.
Yeah.
It was bad football. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And also, you know, I walked by the TV at 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, yeah. There's football on all the time now, isn't there? And that was a crappy game, too.
Yeah, that's I want to talk about that. How did you feel about yet another London game or UK game? It's the second one in London, third one over there. I mean, it's kind of has certainly lost its appeal. I remember when they first started doing this, like, oh, I can wake up and watch football early. Now you're like, oh, yeah, it's that game.
Yeah, well, that's there's going to be 16 international games. There's no stopping the train. It's just the money is just so big for every game. They're just going to keep putting them on. And you know, now we have, what, two Monday night games? Is that every week now? It seems like it's every week.
It's a lot more than was expected. I have to look at the schedule to see how many more of those are. But I also hate that because I feel like Monday night needs to be the night we all convene together as a sports-loving society and talk about what we're watching, the one thing they're watching. Now, even when there's one NFL game on Monday night, that's now been fractured because of the Manning cast. On the weeks in which there's a Manning cast, 20% of the people watching are only watching that and commenting on that. And I don't like that either.
Right. Well, and the Manning cast is based on the real casual watching. It's like what you described on the golf course. The game is going on, and occasionally the two brothers get all geeked up about, you know, what type of coverage there is and what type of play it is. But then they bring up.
Oh, this does work.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Okay. All right, we're back. All right, here we go. Coming down 3, 2, 1. All right, that was just a massive power surge here at the compound, Andy. So we're going to find out whether or not StreamYard Online or my Rodecaster Duo does automatic backups every 30 seconds to save your work as a podcaster. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it will or will not, but we shall see. Anyhow, as we were saying, it was about the NFL product and how thin it's being stretched.
Right, right. The fact that, and I think it was we were dealing with the Manning cast.
Oh, right.
That it's kind of like what you described on the golf course, that you're hitting shots and you're sort of paying attention,
right?
But you're not fully paying attention. And I think, you know, that's where baseball really is. You know, you can go to a baseball game and, you know, chat it up with somebody. Football, you tend to pay attention play by play. And it's only, it used to be special. It was only once a week. Well, now it's all the time. So it's, you know, sort of like background. And yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily going to hurt the NFL, because it is a money-making machine. It is just amazing. In fact, sports in general. Did you see this, that Kevin Durant, who's 37 years old, just signed a $90 million guaranteed contract?
When did that happen?
It was just the other day. He's now with Houston. And, you know, that's the cost, I guess, of doing business.
There it
with
is.
Kevin Durant.
There it is. Yeah. Kevin Durant gets $30 million. See, it's funny. The NBA starts Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready for it. In fact,
doesn't matter.
This is the time of year when I start to see NBA highlights mm-hmm. and NBA Twitter feed content. And I'm just like, not now. It's football and baseball season. You'll have plenty of time. Go away.
Did you see some of the big college basketball matchups before the end of October?
What?
And check that out. There's top 10 teams playing each other in October.
I don't need it that much. Now, I know people are going to say, well, then just don't watch it. And right. My answer will be, I won't. But I also don't like the intrusion right now, because I am enjoying baseball, even though the Brewers got stuffed into a locker. Can I get your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani's incredible Game 4 performance?
It would be like if LeBron was in his prime at the same time as Jordan, and Jordan scored 63 like he did against the Celtics and held LeBron scoreless at the same time. It's just unbelievable.
That's a decent analogy. I've seen some other comps out there, like translate this into other sports. And of course, the answer is it's hard to, because he is a two-way player,
right,
that we have never seen in our lifetime. The only other guy that was close to being a two-way player was who?
Well, actually, Madison Bumgarner did hit two home runs in a World Series game.
Okay, but my point is, nobody played and pitched at the same time since who?
Since Babe.
Is that it?
I think. And you know, and Babe, when he was a left-handed pitcher with the Red Sox, he hit some home runs, but I don't know if he ever hit three in a game when he was pitching. He may have. I don't know. But not in a postseason game. And the postseason, there was only the World Series. They didn't play 400 levels of playoffs. So
today, while playing golf with my boy One Account Rhodes, he says hi, by the way. He always does. You know Johnny Boy. He played baseball in junior college, so he knows that his son plays baseball as well in junior college, did a good high school career. He knows baseball. And I said, well, how do you feel, Johnny, about this Shohei Ohtani rule that baseball put in just for him? He goes, what are you talking about? I go, you know, the fact that he can pitch and be the DH and not have to leave the game when he's done pitching. And even my boy Johnny didn't know about the rule, so I went to Grok, and it came right up. And they're like, yeah, they put this in 2022 as part of the collective bargaining agreement. Did you know that?
I didn't. I remember attending a game in 1988 when Billy Martin was managing the Yankees. I forget who was pitching, but he didn't use a DH in that game. But in those days, they used to pitch complete games. I don't know whether he did or not. But hadn't he really thought about that. That's
so
interesting. Yeah.
So this rule was put in just for Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not anti-Dodgers per se, although I got into it with some Dodger fans online for our Thursday night, maybe, I think. Because there's some Dodger fans that want to believe that, oh, no, we weren't born on third base with a trust fund backing us. Us Dodgers, you don't know how hard they've worked to build their farm system. You don't know how good they are at developing their talent. Not everybody is just a purchase on the free agent market. Believe me, Andy, there's people out there that say this and believe this.
Okay, but the Mets had a bigger payroll, you know.
I know, and the Yankees were close as well. But
right. But
the Dodgers have deferred more money than anyone else by a long margin.
And players agree to do that. They don't have to.
Oh, my God. You sound like you're an apologist for the Dodgers. Well, of course, you had, you know, you had Dave Roberts saying, people say that the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's win four more and ruin it even more. You know that comment. You know that comment. Many of us saw it and said, well, if they win, there goes the 2027 baseball season because it's not happening.
Well, they're going to try and saddle up a salary cap, but it may be in the best interest of the players to have it, because if you have a cap, you also have a floor.
Yes, in theory. Although I would imagine the players are going to fight a cap, even paired with a floor, tooth and nail. Look, I understand where the Dodger fans are coming from. They still have to make the plays, make the pitches, get the hits, and execute baseball-wise, and I think they're sick of people just throwing their payroll and the deferred money in their face. And it's no guarantee. Like you said, the Mets were not good. The Yankees were very flawed. So the Dodgers deserve that credit. But here's the thing. People just don't feel like it's a fair fight. And then when you get the kind of preferential treatment like, oh, there's a special rule tailored for one guy, Ohtani. And then when it comes to the gambling thing, you know, I don't really give a shit if Ohtani was gambling on this, that, or the other. What bothers me is that baseball didn't even investigate him.
That's true. I agree with that. Yes, they should. Yeah.
So basically, when baseball says we're not even going to look into it, well, they didn't say that, but you could tell they didn't want to, right?
I mean, he
is a cash cow for the Far East market, for Japan and other parts of the world that love baseball, okay? They didn't want to give him any kind of suspension, even though it's almost certain that he was Pete Rose on steroids in terms of gambling.
But he had a convenient fall guy. Pete didn't have a fall guy.
Right, and that's the thing. So I'm not anti-Shohei per se. He's an incredible talent, the likes of which we've never seen before. I'm not even anti-Dodgers because, Andy, I'm a sports aesthetic fan. I love the look of sports and the Dodgers' home uniforms.
Yes.
The white with classic, the iconic blue and the red numbers on front, the blue on the back, washed in Southern California sunshine, even with the late arriving crowd. God, it's so beautiful. I don't hate them per se. But whenever a league goes to such an extent like they have with Ohtani, both in the gambling and this rule, and allowing the deferral of payments, which the commissioner could have said, no, you can't do that, and gone to court.
The first. They did. Max Scherzer did this with the Nationals.
Okay.
Nobody said anything.
Okay, but the commissioner could have said, we're going to court over this.
Why? He agreed to it.
Well,
and it's in his best interest because by the time he collects the big payment at the end, he won't be getting California taxes.
Well, we also talked about this today. I can't wait for the IRS to get in there and go, well, hold on just a second there, Shohei. They're going to be like, I mean, don't think that the IRS is not going to try to claw a good chunk of this money from him. Like, you can't just go, I'm going to be living in Florida. Bullshit. You'll be living in Japan. You'll have a P.O. box somewhere near Fort Myers. Shut the fuck up with this. I'm living in Florida.
You think he's the first multimillionaire to do that?
No.
He's a high-profile one.
No, but I don't. Andy. My point is, when leagues start to look and feel rigged, that's bad. Really bad for the average fan. Can we at least agree on that?
Well, I don't know if he's rigged. I think they're looking the other way, as they may have with Jordan and what was the guy who's gambling with on the golf course and making or losing billions, whatever it was. You know,
okay.
I mean, he's good for business. And
that's what I mean by rigged.
When
leagues are not on the up and up to favor the stars and or the bigger markets, then credibility and trust in what we are fans of begins to fall apart.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the late John Feinstein's favorite line from Jerry Tarkanian. Ooh, Kentucky just got caught cheating. Cleveland State's going on probation.
I knew I wouldn't get much outrage from you on this because you fly at 60,000 feet above it all, Andy. You accept it for being the bullshit that it is.
Right. Look, I grew up, we didn't have, when I was a kid, there weren't these LeBron and Jordan debates all the time. That didn't go on. And I grew up, I never saw him play, but accepting Babe Ruth is the best baseball player of all time. He was a great pitcher and the greatest home run hitter. And nobody argued that. Well, now we're seeing what may be the greatest baseball player of all time. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Somebody said, they emailed me and said, Zabe, do you think that we will have lived having seen the greatest player in each sport? Gretzky in hockey, Jordan in basketball, Brady in football, and Shohei in baseball, and then Tiger Woods in golf.
Well, Tiger, if you're not counting it by the number of majors won, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, son of a bitch. I got more majors still, and I'm alive still, so don't forget that.
Gretzky, there's no argument whatsoever. He's the greatest. Forget it. I will argue to the death.
Jim Brown.
Jordan's better than LeBron. Jim Brown, I don't know. Jim Brown, I think you have to look at it per era. Now, in his era, he was the most dominant. But, you know, Brady, we measure football now by championships. 7 championships is hard to argue with. And with the downfall of Belichick. Oh. That argument that was, you know, sort of going on for years, that's been thrown out the window. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, it's awesome to watch Ohtani. It's just a little bit uneasy for me because I know how badly baseball swept this scandal under the rug. And I don't like the fact that the league is just like, well, fuck it. We can't bench this guy. Look at how good he is. Look at how much money he's making all of us.
I know, but look at what college football has become. And when I sit down and watch a college football game, it doesn't really matter to me that the quarterback's making $5 million or the coach, you know, what happened with Kurt Cignetti because they fired James Franklin.
Right.
And he got a raise to an unbelievable amount. And did you see what the buyout is on that?
$90
million. No, the buyout is $15 million. He could conceivably win the national championship at Indiana and go to Penn State.
Oh, his buyout.
Yeah.
His buyout's 15.
15.
The school's buyout, if Cignetti loses the Magic, is like $90
million. Well, yeah.
Almost all of the money, I believe.
But he suddenly becomes, I think, the second highest paid coach in college football. And if he wants to leave, it's only a $15 million buyout. You know what it's going to take to buy out that Schmagegi Brian Kelly? $53 million. $53 million. You know, and the narrative was when Ed Orgeron got fired and they hired Kelly, you know, people were like Paul Feinbaum were saying, well, if Ed Orgeron won a national championship at LSU, anybody can. Well, this guy comes in and he's got a generational quarterback in Jaden Daniels. He loses like 3 and 4 games the 2 years he plays, and now he can't beat anybody. He stinks. Yeah.
Dan Mullen won 10, 11, and then he went 8 and 4 in the pandemic year, was fired the next year going 6 and 7 because he wasn't good enough. They hired Billy Napier, and now they've fired Billy Napier after 3 years. They're going to write him a check for $25 million. Luke Fickle at Wisconsin, widely considered this home run hire, stole him from Cincinnati, a guy who had filled in at Ohio State in between the Urban Meyer era, right? Mm-hmm. And coached Cincinnati to the Final Four, huge hire for Wisconsin. He got shut out this week again at home.
Yeah.
34-0, 37-0. And he is not going to be fired because Wisconsin does not have the money to buy him out.
Right.
Norvell at Florida State. Oh, the irony. They lose on a goal line play in which it looked like they might have scored a touchdown late on Saturday night at Stanford. They lose to a program, Stanford, that Florida State argued in court had devalued the ACC's television rights because they were such a weak sister. And they lose. And Norvell, after, you know, he went 19-0 in his first 2 years.
Alabama could win the national title this year.
Right. But he went 12-0 and they didn't make the Final Four. And right. Danny Cannell, Florida State alum, would not shut the fuck up about it. And ever since then, he's been like 4-15. I'm just convinced that college football has become now this random thing where you might have the right mix of players 1 year. It is not going to last for more than a year or two. There will not be sustained 1-loss, 2-loss mega coaches. Schools are going to exhaust themselves financially trying to find that person and then buying them out.
Well, there's a few that are going to be there. Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama. There are going to be a few that are going to. No, none of those schools are going to have like 4-win seasons. But yeah,
4-win seasons.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, some of these other pop-up. Look, and I think Cignetti's great, but you know, Cignetti's capable of having a you know 5 or 6 win season down the road too. You know,
Cignetti could be the next Norvell. Yeah, like there is no guarantee of anything. Matt Rhule was being talked about as, well, Penn State's going to go get him, and they lost to unranked Minnesota. Dog shit team. And they got killed doing it. And nobody says to me, well, here's what this coach is doing wrong. Other than, say, Dabo at Clemson, losers again this week, 3-4 now when they were a top 5 team, I think, to start the year.
Yeah, but
at least with Clemson, we know the reason is Dabo does not like the portal. He wants to do it with recruits. That's clearly not working. But these other coaches, nobody is saying, well, here's their fatal flaw. Nobody knows what the fatal flaws are. They're just running into hard patches where they don't have the team, don't have a quarterback, or their players quit on them, and schools are having to buy them out. And then you had this story about how the Big Ten almost sold their soul to private equity in the middle of the night before opposition could form up, before Michigan shot it down this week.
Right, I saw that. Well, that's the money chase. But again, the big picture that you're talking about here doesn't matter when I sit down and watch the game. And I never know who's going to win either, which makes it a good television event.
You're right. It doesn't matter when you and I watch. It's going to matter, though, to the economic functioning of these athletic departments.
Maybe.
And how do they pay for everything, and what sports end up getting lopped off? Do you know where Mike Lombardi was this past summer at North Carolina? He was in Saudi Arabia fundraising.
Yeah. Okay.
Fundraising for the program.
Okay. But have we seen a Division 1A or whatever they call it now, FBS school
drop down,
or just say we're dropping football, we just can't afford this anymore?
Not yet.
Well, that'll be the interesting shoe. That when that shoe drops, things get interesting.
That shoe will drop 100%. Did you also see this, that the Holiday Bowl thought about selling the game to Saudi Arabia?
Well,
deciding against it?
Well, that's coming in. Their money, because that's
what are we
money.
Doing?
Well, look what they did. They funded Liv. Liv doesn't even exist anymore in my world, maybe in your golf.
No,
world,
it's still going on. Their new CEO is bragging about the new revenue streams they're bringing in.
I have no concept of them being on TV whatsoever. I see some of their golfers in the majors. I go, okay, that's fine. They come from Liv. I only watch the majors. I don't care. But yes, they have endless amounts of money. So and it's coming to the NFL. It's already happened. Ted Leonsis has already made a deal. Part fund his monumental empire. That's the way it's going. It's going to go that way.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where it goes next, but it is heading in a most unsustainable direction. And Brian Kelly's going to get fired. Yep. They're going to have to spend money to buy him out. And there's just not enough coaches they're going to be able to find. I mean, all these jobs, there's going to be a dozen jobs open next year. Good jobs. Florida's right, already open. Florida State might be next. Wisconsin at some point will be. LSU at some point. Arkansas's open. I mean, it's just going to be one after another. Where are the coaches going to come from? You're going to give all these new guys big, insane deals, hoping they know how to do it?
No, you're gonna spin the wheel and hope you find the next Cignetti at an FBS low level FBS school. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go shopping in the James Madison aisle. That's what you're going to do, and you hope you find one.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over a half a million dollars to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sportsbook that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
Let's give you 5 minutes here. The Commanders game, I caught a little bit of it while I was having a nice gathering with my mom and my mother-in-law and family. And boy, does that defense look like dog shit.
It's terrible. They swung big on Marshawn Lattimore and struck out. He, in the opening series, missed a tackle. He got burned for a big gain and had a pass interference at the 2 yard line. It was the trifecta and whined on the pass interference. So he was 4 for 4 on that series, and they picked on him all day. Again, they lost the turnover battle. They've had only 3 turnovers all year, so they are now, minus 5 on turnovers for the year. Jaden Daniels got hurt again. Hopefully it's not serious. Marcus Mariota came in, tried to be a hero, threw a pick 6. It was awful. It was an embarrassing game. And the fact of the matter is everything went right last year and everything's going wrong this year. And I don't know how they spin out of it other than there are 10 games left to go. And in the NFL, it's week to week and you win a couple of games, you're right back in it. But they are staring down the barrel of a 3-7 start because they've got Monday Night Football at Kansas City.
Oof.
Then they have Seattle at home, and they have Detroit at home, a revengeful Detroit after what happened last year in the playoffs.
Adam Peters, widely regarded as a very sharp personnel guy, big hire out of San Francisco. He made that trade for Marshawn Lattimore with the Saints.
That was a bad trade.
He was considered to be this alpha CB1 considered a guy that could lock down other teams' best wide receivers.
Right, but if Jaden Daniels doesn't play as well as he did in the first half of last season, they don't make that trade. They were in the go-for-it mode, as they should be, and as long as they have 5, they're going to be okay. But the fact of the matter is Adam Peters did magical work with a horrendous roster last year.
Wait, they had 5 today.
I know.
And he wasn't that good. And then he left the game with his knee again.
I understand. But he's a quarterback who's going to be there for a long time. They finally got one of those. And as long as you have one of those, you're going to be okay.
Okay, you say that. They're a bottom 5 defense.
The defense is terrible. No
so
question.
You're not going to be okay just because you have 5 if your defense is that bad.
I'm talking long term. I'm not talking about this year.
What if the defense never gets out of the bottom 5?
Well, they have draft capital. They have salary cap room. And I do believe that Adam Peters drafts well. I do. Mikey Sanders still was a good pick in the second round.
I'm not saying Peters is bad. I'm just saying this was a terrible trade. A third, a fourth, and a sixth.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A third, a fourth, and a sixth for Lattimore. They got a 5th back in the trade. And wasn't Lattimore holding out at the time?
No.
Was he hurt at the time?
Hurt, and he came in hurt last year, and that's what they used as an excuse, that he played so bad last year because he was hurt. Now he has a full offseason to get healthy, and he stinks more than ever.
Three picks for a guy who's hurt and you have to pay money to, because he's not cheap either.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the highest paid players on the defense. Might be the highest paid player. Yeah.
So I'm seeing a lot of Commanders tweets, and it is very hysterical about the season is over. This one's down the drain. Got to fire Joe Witt. There's moves that need to be made. We don't know about how healthy Jaden Daniels is going to be. And my feeling was, were the fans that expecting of this to be a one more step forward to the Super Bowl year? Like, to me, a regression year was always the most logical based on how you won games last year.
There was that, but there was also the Seattle model of, oh, you've got a rookie quarter. Or you got a quarterback under a rookie contract.
Deal. Strike now.
Yeah, cap room and the whole thing. But they had a generational defense in Seattle, and he benefited from that. Yeah. And this defense isn't good. Ron Rivera running the roster for 4 years was a complete disaster. He was 0 for 4 on first round picks. Two of them they had to just flat out cut. So. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was not an easy fix. I thought Peters did a great job getting good free agents last year. The problem is the free agents are old. Bobby Wagner's old now, and the injuries are adding up. They were healthy last year. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, look at Cincinnati. Now, maybe they're going to be resuscitated with Joe Flacco, which is another amazing story. But with Joe Burrow, they're a contender. Without him, they're nothing.
Yeah, the Packers won in Arizona. Typically, hard game for them in Arizona. For some reason, Packers don't play well there. They're playing against Jacoby Brissett. They were aided by Jonathan Gannon, who should be fired right now. He's such an idiot. In addition to the fact his players play like idiots, and then he decides to slap them, and they fine him, which was bullshit if you ask me. But did I get you to weigh in on that, the fine on Gannon? Let me guess, people. Andy approves.
Which fine was that? I saw
for kind of hitting the running back who dropped the ball at the one in the chest.
That was a chicken bleep. Okay, by the
good,
organization.
Good,
by
Andy. I'm glad you agree with me on that. Yeah. Soft, horribly soft. So Gannon is up 3. There's like 4.5 minutes left. Up 3, and he's got 4th and a meaty 2. At his own 45, and he goes for it. He first of all calls a timeout to then go, what should we do? Oh, let's think about it. Oh, let's go for it. So now you've now wasted a timeout on offense. You don't go for it there. You know why? Because you get the 2 yards. Tell them what they've won. Nothing. They're still 50 yards away from the end zone and a good 25 yards away from a field goal.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
don't risk it there. You immediately put the Packers 1 first down away from field goal tying position if you don't get it. Idiotic as hell. And then when they had a chance late to try to score a touchdown to win, they have 2 timeouts and there's 40 or so seconds left. They complete a long pass, like a 25-yard in, and he lets the clock run. Dipshit. When you make gains over 15 yards under a minute, you've got timeouts, take the timeout. The time is worth more than the timeout. Incompletes are timeouts. Penalties are timeouts. Throws out of bounds and incompletes are timeouts. There's timeouts everywhere. There's an ocean of timeouts. You don't have time. And you let the clock run down, and they ended up pretty much panicking and losing. But the other notable thing, and then we'll wrap it tonight, Andy, and I appreciate your time, as always. The Vikings may have found the cheat code for the tush push. Did you see this?
I was watching Red Zone, but I didn't see that particular play, no.
The Vikings and Brian Flores, widely regarded as a brilliant defensive mind, and a guy who might have been right about Tua Tagovailoa being a soft-as-hell snake. Because remember, that was part of the reason he got fired in Miami, and then he sued the league, and that lawsuit is still rattling around. It hasn't ended yet. It's still going up the chain of command. Flores is a great defensive coordinator, and he took a player, and he had him lie down sideways, literally lie down on the ground in front of the center.
Ooh.
What happened then was the center and the guard for the Vikings essentially had nobody to block. So, you know, Dickerson And Juergens, I believe that's their center, J51, I'll have to look it up. Their guys just kind of piled on top of the player who was lying on the ground. And then the Vikings reinforcements came in to stuff the play because the guy in front was lying down. It's a brilliant move, although somebody said, can you imagine being told, yeah, you're going to let the stampede of cattle go right over you. Just lie down on the ground right here.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like getting off the boat on D-Day, doesn't it?
Yes! Yeah, you'd be one of the first ones off the U-boat to get slaughtered. Tyler Batty is the lineman's name. Yeah, Tyler Batty, and he lied down like a human shield, and it worked. So we shall see. I think you agree at this point the play is dog shit and needs to be banned.
Oh, I've been saying for two years, get rid of it. Get rid of it. It's not football. It's it needs to go.
Yeah. All right, Andy, we got a baseball game tonight and a Sunday night football game, and we got to go watch those. Thank you, as always, for your time. We'll have lunch sometime later this week. As you know, my schedule is freed up for the moment, so I look forward to buying you something to nosh on. And we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.
I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
You know football and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won. Make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.